You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to the Curvy Cutie Show. This is Fancy Nancy.
And this is Boss Lady Toya.
And hello, hello, welcome again. Thank you for joining us today, guys. And we're back. And it's been cold outside, but we're here. And we got some more good stuff for you today. So what's going on, Toya? How you doing?
Hey, girl. I'm good. I'm glad that it's a heat wave outside. When I walked out, I almost wanted to take off my coat and throw it down and
me too.
Everything else. So I was just really glad that it's not below 40 outside.
Yeah, but I get my car washed. You look a little dirty.
Me too. And mine red, so mine is horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got a surprise for y'all.
Yeah. We got part two.
We have Mr. Amir.
Mr. Mears back.
And Mr. Keenan.
And
Mr.
Keenan. Back, my brother.
we had to have them back because the feedback from last month was so overwhelming and it was so good that, you know, a lot of you guys were asking for a part two and they were really game. We were game actually before we even left here last month.
Yes, because we had to continue.
Yeah, so they're back. So we're going to continue. We're not going to talk about anything else. Nothing else. This show is the guys and us talking about relationships and whatever else.
Let's do it.
All right.
So how we going to start this off? Because I know we talked about a lot of things last time when we talked about men and women.
We didn't talk enough about women, though.
We didn't talk enough about seeing Amir already cutting in. Come on, brother. I'm going to give the floor to Mr. Owen.
Yeah. I feel like you got to be fair.
Yes.
You can't just talk about men cheating.
Maybe some of the commonalities. Like, are there certain things that...
Women are emotional. Men are logical.
Hmm.
Okay. You know, and...
He was waiting to say that.
Yeah, he was waiting.
There's some emotional men out here, too.
It is.
I'll tell you a story. We're just talking about for the mass, you know, the majority.
Not me. I have feelings, but I'm not.
I mean, but, you know, so they make cheating decisions in different ways.
Mm.
You know, women, they can have a side dude for 15 years.
And you never know. And she might not want him. She might not really want him.
But the other dude is so terrible at home because that's the thing. Let's be for real. There's some terrible dudes out here, bro.
It is.
What makes a terrible dude?
A lot of shit.
Yeah.
The whole...
I give my perspective.
Let me tell you. If you with her...
popping, y'all.
If you with her, she should never have nobody else telling no fucked up shit about you.
That is
in
true.
In these streets.
Yes.
Regardless of what's going on, if y'all beefing, if y'all sleeping in separate rooms, whatever the fuck the case may be, and you got your whole
trust.
Situation,
yes.
She
trust.
Should never look like a fool.
Exactly.
That is true.
On these streets, if you with her.
Communication,
okay?
Trust.
Okay? And if you telling her what's real, most dudes, if when I have cheated, she already knew how I felt.
Yeah, I told her before I was
yeah,
going
I was
cheat.
Like, for I gave ample
her every
opportunity.
Way. Like, look, you messing
look,
up.
Hey, I'm about to go. Because they own me.
And then I caught you slipping, so I'm done.
So, I mean, that's just what it is. But it's men, we don't do that.
But you know what? Let me just say this real quick, not to interrupt you. But the majority of the time when a woman cheats, it's for a reason.
Absolutely.
Is she missing something?
Yes. I would say, me personally... Just saying.
The dang ain't just
I
good
feel,
enough. You just can't bring
it. No, it's not that. I mean, I feel if I cheat on my man I'm in a relationship with, married to, whatever, it's going to be for a reason. I think women just cheat for a reason. It's something that is missing, something that's missing at home. And they're getting that
fulfillment
from whoever they're cheating with.
And that's why I refuse to be cheated on with. Because... If you're not getting
well, what's
something
the
from
purpose
me?
Then? Like because and you said that last time, and
he don't like that.
My thing is if she's cheating, you're cheating with her. What difference does it make?
Now, I didn't say I was cheating at the time. So my thing is,
but
you told her you wanted to, didn't you? Didn't you say you told her you were thinking about it? You wanted to? Or
I told her before.
Okay,
I told her we going through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
you did certain things that made me not really feel you that way no more. I think we should break up. I broke up.
Are you talking
and
like
we still kind of together. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I told you it's going down with somebody else. So
why we shouldn't drink before we drink.
the other personalities come out, the other voices.
Yes.
No, I mean,
you know, because for me, like, I've only cheated a few times and I felt like I was kind of coerced into that.
How the hell you get coerced?
And that's really bullshit.
You did.
Exactly
no.
What I was doing.
We can put ourselves in.
And look, you can't.
You had to rationalize and
let
convince
me tell you
yourself.
Something. It becomes if it's worth it or not. Mm-hmm. And the times that I've cheated, it was worth it. It was, and I don't have any regret about it. I told you how it would look.
I'm still friends with some of the, like, better friends now with one girl.
Is that the person you cheated with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, dope friendship, dope relationship.
Cool everybody
she tried to kiss
with.
Me in the mouth at the Dennis Archer party at a charity preview. I said, don't you dare do that.
But you're not, you single though, so she could have kissed you in the mouth.
Yeah, no, you ain't walking up to me kissing me in my damn mouth.
Slab you down, damn it.
No, thank you.
Okay.
At the Dennis Archer.
Well, I know, Nancy. You, I don't know where you've been at. You just spoke about what that mouth do. I know you were just you were talking about cheating, and honestly, and y'all gonna probably look at me like I'm crazy. That I can recall, I have never cheated.
Really?
And some people, no. That is some people
really?
Though.
No.
That's cool. Like when I was with my ex-wife, I ain't gonna say no names. I know when I've been cheated on. I know somebody that won't. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I never questioned that. You know what I mean? So it's just not in some people. You know, mm-hmm. I think inherently a lot of it is spiritual by default. A lot of it for me and my perspective is where we come from. Inherently, there are certain aspects of our who we are mm-hmm. as men. We want to reproduce. Not Amir. He don't like babies.
He don't like babies.
No, I'm just playing. Look, I'm trying to make you look bad. I'm just playing.
He's like, Amir is done. One and done.
He's like, that's my brother. Look, he's like, I just don't like kids. Yeah, like, I don't, he's like, I like the babies. I just don't like kids.
Yeah.
No, but I think a lot of it for men is ownership. You know what I mean? Ego. And I think mm-hmm. for me personally, to be able to reproduce, in a right manner, you know, is something that's substantial.
King you know? Want another baby.
But
I'm
you know what?
Y'all know he always talk about reproducing.
But with you saying that, I see a lot of things on social media where guys are like really going at their baby mamas and talking about their baby mamas. And it's like, well, you laid down with her. You knew what could potentially happen when you laid down mm-hmm. with this broad.
But they
now you
thinking
dogging
with this head. They was thinking with the other head.
I guess so.
And that's one thing you ain't never heard me do. You may even heard me complain.
Yeah.
But even with my kids, my whatever she want, you know, I don't feel like I should have been put on child support or nothing like that. I've been on child support for more than some people probably bring home in a month.
Some women do that to be evil and vindictive.
Yeah.
So I hate to say, as a woman, you know, me
yeah,
saying
but fuck that.
That.
I lay down with them.
And that's why I said, that's my responsibility.
Whatever you want,
that's my, that, and I take ownership of that.
Yeah.
So I put myself in that situation.
Yeah, I'm not about to be, my child would never see no negative shit
right.
on social media about his mom.
Right.
No.
Right.
No. You know what I'm saying? That's just.
I text my ex-wife. Yeah, we work together. You know what I mean?
Regardless of what you did.
You have to, yeah.
You still have kids to raise.
We don't mind. We don't work together. We don't do shit. But I'm still not going.
But you a man. Right. You got to, as a man, to me, if you, like you said, women are more emotional.
Yeah.
Then we have to be more rational. Right?
Yeah, I'm just not going to do it. I just feel like, you know, because I haven't had the chance to have the real talk with my son mm-hmm. about our relationship
it's
me
not
and his
the
mom.
It might be not
so
be the time.
It ain't gonna be social media.
Right,
that's gonna get it popping.
Right.
I talk to my kids all the time. My oldest is old enough now. You know, she'll be 21 in June, so we can have conversations.
She has a better understanding. Yeah.
You know, and it's real though. You
want
know?
Some more?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you?
What you say you wanted 10?
If I could get like
but you already
40
got three.
Acres,
you already got three, right?
Yeah.
So he
why
wants seven more.
So
ladies, he wants seven more.
Imagine this.
You at the goal line.
Imagine this. Say,
you about
say,
to
say
score,
if,
bro.
Say if you don't have to work, or you, I have to work,
right?
And mm-hmm. I love working or whatever. I'm always work. But say if it was so easy where, you know, you had just a self-sustaining, you know, environment. Where you ain't have to, I'm not trying to change diapers 24/7 and, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff or whatever, but Nancy looking at me like,
I want to
shut
the fuck
for real.
I be making fake. No, I'm like, yeah, because you want the wife man, to be doing that. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But no, go see, ahead. My thing is, I will never put that responsibility on just a woman. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. You know what I mean? But it's also not
fair
for me.
That's why she cheat.
Oh, what? Say, what you say?
Because you put the responsibility on her. Yeah.
They expect the motherfucker. Look, just like I could. Kids is too much for me. So if you can do that shit, you get a couple
dollars. But see, we need a nanny. We got to have enough stuff in order to get a nanny. Or we need another girlfriend at the house.
Another girlfriend.
Sister, wife.
Listen,
you can have a sister wife. That don't mean that I'm trying to go sleep with her every night.
Then what you trying to do with her? It's a
have her around the house.
Well, that's a damn nanny. That's a maid.
That's a nanny or a maid. We're not going to call her no sister wife.
You need a maid.
A sister wife, she going to think that she going to be your wife.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
But
she's
going to be a sister. Let's just get like
but she's not going to be a sister wife with me. No. We can get a nanny. She's going to be she's going to be ugly as fuck. Excuse my French. But she is.
No.
And we can deal with that.
Real shit, though. Real shit.
That's the Moscato.
I know. See, we should drink before we start.
But, you know, women.
I didn't shit in here.
You know, kid, like I say, look, it's so many reasons people cheat.
But I gotta go back to after you finish, I gotta go back to something Toya said.
What she said?
When she says she's never cheated.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though. That's and, not that's in some cool. people, though.
But let me say
that. I'm gonna tell you, I get confused.
I'm gonna say with me.
Just too much shit.
Because I'm a comment that I have cheated. Mm-hmm. But I was younger. Mm-hmm. I was up in college. Mm-hmm. And I cheated, though, still for a reason because I wasn't getting that fulfillment. And fulfillment meaning, I didn't know if I was even committed.
I might have lied. I did cheat.
Right, you
in
had
college.
To think about it, didn't you?
I did. That was a long time ago. I did. I had to think about it. I did. But that was a long I was in college.
You cannot be successful in a relationship if
I did
you ain't
cheat.
Cheated.
I did. I'm sorry.
Right,
I did cheat.
You learn from cheating. And it's funny because that person that
you don't want to hurt
of
no.
the look, yeah. I'm gonna say one because I did cheat a couple times. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Savage.
One of the person I did tell like in the Nicknames. Past few years, like, I am so sorry.
Oh, you apologize?
I apologize.
Oh, no,
me and
no,
this person
no,
is still cool.
Mature,
no. But he said that. He was like, you know what, Nancy, thank you.
He knew you cheated though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, see, no,
we don't want to get into that. That's
that
a whole
dude,
other
he
show.
Didn't even know that I cheated.
Oh no, he
so,
found out. It was
okay. If he listened to this,
but I did, you know, confess to him. But I felt like that was better. I felt a lot better because I realized that I had grew up and I realized that that was just something that I went through and that I was a fault. But I was glad that I was able to say to him, you know, I was sorry I did that because I found out after that he was very hurt and he felt a certain way that I didn't know he was feeling.
Oh, yeah. So see, that was that's the sensitive guy that had the feelings.
That's not look. Hold on.
But okay. that was my.
I have feelings. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not looked at as a sensitive, emotional dude. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no,
but
not
I
at all.
Still, everybody feels the same way. You know, I've been cheated on. You know, and I felt some type.
But you
of
can
way.
Say fucking and just move on. That's who you are.
You have to.
You have to.
Why? Or otherwise, it's gonna be
because
drama
it might have been my
negative
fault.
Negative energy.
Yeah.
Just move
it
on.
It might have been my fault.
I think though, that's the guy though too. Guys, I think y'all can. We're still again more emotional.
No.
It is some guys that's like that. There's some guys that's
now,
like
that's
how
why,
we.
That's
we,
why
we,
people.
We
that's why girls be getting beat up. That's yep. no
killed.
And
killed
all that stuff because guys cannot.
They can't
do
deal.
That.
They no,
can't
they
do that. No. Even when they wrong, no. you know. Yep. So my thing is, if out of all the people you can be with, I don't want to be with nobody who ain't gonna like truly invested in me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can accept that. You know, you cheated on me. If that's what you choose to deal with. Now, if you choose to deal with somebody else for something that I'm missing, then tell me that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then we can probably fix that. When I got cheated on for the first time, it was because I wasn't giving her attention. I was out here putting myself through college. I was
You was having
hustling,
your business.
Doing, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and I see you when I see you and you was looking for something else. You know, so I accepted that and I changed
it. I know
it.
Every reason why I've been cheated. When I've been cheated on, you know, the
me too.
Couple of times I've been cheated on, I knew. What
and
I
how did you find out, though? Did they tell you or you found out? Or how did
it? Look, I'm out here. I know a lot of people.
Okay.
So in both situations, it came to me.
Okay.
Seeing your girl.
You know what I'm saying? Instantly. You know what I'm saying? Just on some random shit because I know so many people. But
okay.
I couldn't. They never knew that I knew initially because I knew what I was doing. I knew that I was wrong.
Okay.
In some of the situations, that's not saying I deserve to be cheated on, but I'm looking at it for the reality because I've cheated on somebody for the same reason. They wasn't giving me
attention
what I wanted. So how I look being hypocritical and saying, well, damn, I know I wasn't doing this. but I expect her to stay true to me. We that ain't even my wife. That's just one of my girlfriends.
That's somebody you're dealing with.
Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
So, let me ask you. I'm sorry. Let me ask y'all this, Amir Keenan. So at our age, we're I don't know. Y'all not 44 yet, right?
I'll be 44 September.
Okay, September. That's right. March. Okay. So we 43. At this point in life, do you think you would cheat? I mean, because at this point, we're older and
if I need another woman, I'm gonna talk to the woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Communication. Yeah. So
this isn't working for me. I'm older, so I should need another woman. It's so many other things that come into the factor. It needs to make sense. If I feel like I want to fuck with you, all these things have to come together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And it's nothing you're going to find out overnight.
Yeah,
that's the
you know what I'm saying? Right, that's gonna take time. So it ain't no reason for me to run around here. I could just say, hey, I don't want to fuck with you no
that's
more.
That's right. Okay.
And I could just go get somebody else.
I've had women come up to me and be like, look, it's okay sometimes. You're like, I will date you. Mm-hmm. But it's okay sometimes if we have a woman together or...
A threesome, you mean?
Yeah.
Me either. I'm too selfish for that. Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to go off and do your thing, right? My thing is, like I said in the first one, if you that cool with me, I ain't going to risk losing you. I'm going to keep you. You know what I mean? And that to me is being a friend.
Right.
You know, I think fundamentally where we mess up with cheating is that we get in relationships too early, too immature. Mm-hmm. Right. And you don't know what you want. Right. So most of the cheating happens at a very early age. My girl Keisha, we went to Eastern with. Mm-hmm. She posted, you know, something about me and cheating. And I looked up a chart. More women cheat on men between the age of 19 and 29 than men cheat on women. Men cheat at a later age, probably because physical reasons. One of my boy was like, I asked him why he cheat. I'm like, you got a beautiful wife. You know what I mean?
She gained weight or something.
She put on not just gained weight. It's a difference between gaining a little weight. You usually expect that. No, you should expect a little weight. You know what I mean? You should expect a little weight as you get older.
You should welcome
that. So she blew up.
But why did she blow up? But you know,
that's not the World Trade Center.
You don't know what would have happened. She might have been sick. That's a good point though. What if somebody's sick?
That's between them though. But what my thing to him was you have a role in that too, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because you can be like, come on, baby.
You ain't
got to
say,
come
work out with me.
Encourage her to work, lose weight and everything.
And that's a good
look,
point
a man looking
too.
At me like, don't you dare say that.
No, because what I was going to say too, a man that's supportive to a woman, whatever phase she going through or whatever, if it's her weight, if it's her business, you know, if it's her health, if it's her kid. A supportive man, I think that's so important.
It's a friendship.
It is. It's if you're friends first.
That's one thing.
And a friend
I think
will let me go out and get a hard pass once a year.
Oh, shut that shit.
Hard pass. I'm talking about support. He's talking about some hard pass. That's supporting you getting a hard pass.
Let me tell you what it's supposed to be. And this is what I was taught. Even if I might have a situation where a chick then blew up or whatever the case may be, I pay for that personal trainer.
Oh, that's right.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying? I put forth the effort.
Work out with it. Don't say you need to work out.
Even
say,
if I
come work out with
you,
right.
Like that. Because if you don't fuck with me, I want you to be successful with whoever you fucking with. Right. And I want you to be, you know, even if I don't, we end up not fucking around or whatever the case
may be. But you're still being supportive and trying to help.
Yeah, because at some point I started loving you.
Mm-hmm.
You did,
and
what
I'm dealing with you
so
for a reason.
So I don't want shit to be fucked up for you ever.
Right.
So I'm going to at least put you up on game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We might not work out. I might cheat.
Y'all hear that?
You know what I'm saying? Because that was my problem. When I cheated, it was because this motherfucker was bad as fuck. And I was just like...
Enticed by the booty.
I was like, this is like the perfect opportunity. Like if Jill Scott pulls up on me right
Rihanna
now.
Is mine.
Or,
Rihanna.
Or some, look, I don't know.
Rihanna, if she can.
I don't know. I don't know.
That microphone that she had. She was massaging the microphone.
So you got to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But that would be Jill Scott. That's an extreme situation. Yeah. Other than that, I don't really
have. I ain't cheating. Like Rihanna.
Rihanna. If Jill Scott pull up and on me, I'm just going to.
Then you know what? If it's Jill Scott, shit, your girl might understand.
She
be like, you know
understand.
What? Shit, I probably would do it
she
too.
Right? Somebody, right? Come on,
because if Angels pull up or something, shit, my eyes gonna be. I mean, whoever the fuck y'all fucking with, I don't know. You know who y'all fucking with, but I'm just saying I understand.
Everybody fucking with Idris.
I understand.
He all right.
You know,
look,
so,
I'm gonna talk like
he don't toot my horn. He don't toot my horn.
But I think that's why I teach like my daughter, my son, even my son, and my younger cousins. I got a lot of them. take your time. My sisters are younger than me. Mm-hmm. I got two younger sisters, mm-hmm. three younger sisters, 35, 36, 20, 26. Mm-hmm. Take your time. Mm-hmm. Be honest with people, you know, and that's why I say I'm joking. I'm being facetious. You know, like I want a woman that, you know, I don't have to cheat on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or even want to think about
going.
Sometimes if you cheat.
Oh, shit. How many fingers I got?
Oh, no. Not the fingers.
You ain't got enough. You need to
ask. I mean, let me think. Starting early. The first time I cheated, I was in college. Like, so, you know me in high school. I was a.
How many? Give me a number.
He don't know.
You give me a number.
Well, for me?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Honestly, relationship.
No, you got one.
I just, one that I can remember.
Count them up.
It was like twice.
I'm probably about first time in college, one. I never messed around. So do you consider?
Wait a minute.
You
asking
so many
questions.
How many?
The number, Kenny. You ain't
cheated probably 3-4 times.
Okay, so which one is it? 3 or 4?
Just go with the high number. Say 4.
Go 4. Okay, you'll go 4.
Yep.
Okay.
And you, sir? What about
you? What you looking at me for?
Shit.
This all before the age of 30, though. Maybe 35.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But I just want to get a
number.
I ain't
been in no relationship.
So I can understand. Because, look, people make this shit so taboo. And they don't understand. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they overreact. You know what the fuck you did.
Yeah. Right.
You know why this motherfucker is cheating. Right. Let's quit the bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the show need to be about. Let's quit the bullshit.
Okay. Let's talk about the bullshit.
Excuse my language right here, right now, about what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
Get it.
Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Warning. Uh-oh. Toya about to cover her ears.
Yep.
Take these headphones off.
But every dude, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know how men are.
Mm-hmm.
We looking at this, and then we looking at what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's very important.
Be able to do everything that them other motherfucking bitches.
Like what?
Everything.
Like what?
Hey.
Are you talking about like.
It's a balance.
Are you talking about like.
You talking about freak shit?
You talking about physical?
No,
you talking about
no,
freak
no,
shit?
No, no,
you talking
no,
about
no,
spiritual?
No.
Mental?
Because look, y'all already know it's about financial with me. It's about how we do as a team, CEOs or whatever. But you need to be fucking me right.
Okay. Freak shit. Okay.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have to
ask. I think that's important.
I shouldn't feel like it's a chore.
I shouldn't have to tap you 12 times.
It's a 23-year-old little motherfucker out here with the right dimensions that I can train to do whatever that
train.
We do. Whatever I
he
ask
lying.
Her to do.
He ain't lying.
Yo,
he
I know.
Whatever
yeah.
I ask
I
her to
do.
So
act,
I should
like,
be able to do that for the one that I'm with.
Do the soldier boy train.
Well, the thing is, the one that you're with should be doing that anyway. That's why you
but see,
got
that's
with
friends,
her.
That's where friendship comes in. Like, if you have a connection, you know, like, going back even to, like, the you gain weight. You know, so you didn't love the person that was smaller. Even though she's still inside there, she bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's the same person.
It's the same person. So there's a certain level of maturity to it. Now, like you said, baby, we got to get this together.
Mm-hmm. Or not. Because look, hey,
I like small. You know I don't, you know.
You don't discriminate.
Really, no. I look empty.
Whatever
I don't
like, we'll address it. But for the most part, when I fucked with you, I knew what I was getting.
And see,
right.
That's another thing. What you said, what you don't like, you address it. And that's a problem that people feel like they cannot address the things mm-hmm. that they don't like. If you don't do that in a relationship, you're mm-hmm. not going to have a healthy mm-hmm. relationship because the shit going to build up. Mm-hmm. You're going to get frustrated mm-hmm. instead of talking about
it's gonna
it.
It's going to come out the wrong way. You're going to cheat. Yep.
You'll have one leg up in the air.
Yep.
Talking about, oh, Lord.
Your ass tooted up.
You feel guilty in the morning.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, but the cheating shit is extremely complicated. There's so many things.
Well, you know what? And it's complicated, but then, again, we have so many things to feed into cheating. Like, social media is a big...
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
That's why cheating is, I think, is more... Well, you know what? I was going to say it's more prominent, but it's not. Because I think people have always cheated throughout the years, but now social media just kind of exposes
and it
them
makes
more.
It makes it easier.
It's
maybe.
More tantalizing. It's more tempting. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And these women that's out here, see, my thing is, I look at it and I'll be like, damn, pretty house, or ain't nobody home. I can look straight through mm-hmm. a pretty woman and be like, okay, I'm straight.
Home.
And me and Nick talked about it. We were talking as brothers, right? And I told him we were roommates in college, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So we saw how we got down, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I said, look, bro, real talk. The older we've got, I said, I'm more proud of myself by the women that, or the opportunities that I have to have sex. Mm-hmm. And I say, no, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm very more selective. Mm-hmm. And I said, my mm-hmm. thing is my yes to no ratio.
My nigga. All right. But look. All right. All right, but Keenan, let's kick it, my nigga.
Yes.
Okay, because you're in a good space, a good area as far as black men. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're in a good space.
Subjective, right, but I'm listening.
You get what I mean.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You have opportunities. You dig what I'm saying? And I can't understand. I've sat here and I've kicked it with you. You know what I'm saying? I can't understand how the fuck.
So.
Keep going. You got a big house and you ain't got nobody. I don't understand. That shit.
He's selective. I got a decent
house. You know what I'm saying?
See my cousin, my girl cousins put me up on that. You know, and I'm naive. I ain't going to say that. You know, I enjoy having good people. Of course, if you're pretty, that's even more better.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
If you can wish them a little tight, you know, whatever, that's fine. But my thing is, I'm not going to, like, it goes back to pretty house, but ain't nobody home.
Yeah. How?
Because I don't want to deal with no woman ass.
You want to say, is it how or why?
It's both. Because I don't understand.
So you can have the finest woman, but her if fundamentally, if you
then
all
go
you
get
is
another one.
No, I am trying right now.
You should. Okay, my nigga, we gotta go kick it.
Look, no, but I'm not gonna settle
bring
for
you
nothing.
If I bring you around, you will have something.
But my thing is, what is something, though? What is something? And
something might be different from what your
right.
something
it's
is.
Not.
And then he thinking about, because you got, he get,
it, you want to know
how many babies
not?
You got at
because
the house, too, right? But you got two at the house.
Yeah.
So, see,
but
he thinking,
there might be something different, but you got different circumstances than he do, too.
And he thinking about his babies, too, who he bring around.
Let me tell both of y'all something.
Okay.
All right. What I think is fine, I guarantee you this could be like,
yeah,
that shit fine.
Yeah.
But she got her shit together. But it's more than that.
If I run the statistics,
I could get a fine woman. I could get the most beautiful woman. Listen to me. I can get, like, right now, I can get the most beautiful woman that I've ever dated to date me and move in and do certain things with me right now.
Right.
But there are certain characteristics or qualities that I expect mm-hmm. to be on the table before. So my thing is, and I want to break down sometimes. I didn't, you know, like.
But you single.
But still, so but a, see, this is the problem. This is the problem.
And took off her glasses.
This is the problem because you cannot deal with emotions when you whooping somebody. You having sex with somebody good. Now, not whooping, like
what
physically
what
whooping.
You mean?
Like,
what?
When you.
Yeah. Explain it.
What you mean?
What you mean?
And them not to be attached to you. So you cannot separate. So every, so if I date. The women that want to date me.
Right.
And I'm not comfortable with who they are and I'm not choosing to, I haven't gone through the process of saying, okay, I'm not going to, this is where this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Okay. She's going to like me. You know what I mean? Probably a little bit more than I like her. Right. Because her qualifications, I might meet, but she might not meet mine. So I'm not going to deal with that. That's why I'm single. So when I find the one that's whooping me right, bringing something to the table.
You ain't got no draft
but
picks.
I got a whole starting bench I'm looking at. I got a whole goddamn starting team I'm looking
open,
at.
Are you being open to, what? Like, who are you opening up yourself to see if that's
a broad range of people. See, my thing is, first of all, my job and my children are priorities.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that I've reached out to several people in the, you know, hook me, keep me in mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm open, but I'm not going to settle. I've been through two unhealthy marriages. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if I'd rather be by myself.
Yeah, and you're taking a different approach. And, you want to make sure shit is right.
If I could find a friend mm-hmm. that was like, this is my dog, you know, and we get down, that's fine. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to deal with anybody that I know that I got to have a chance to hurt them. And then so, I got drama. I don't want no drama.
So you don't want to. So it sounds like to me, Amir, what he's saying is he don't want a placemaker until he find that person. He want to.
I would
find
love
that
a placemaker. No. That's a good bridge because I would love a placemaker.
Okay.
I need love. I like to touch. I like to be filled on. You know, I like my head rubbed. You know what I mean?
So are you all actively seeking out these women, or you want them to come to you?
No.
And I ask that. Let me say this. I ask that because it seemed like a lot of men want women to seek them out now and to display certain behaviors or to act like that they're loyal.
Man,
so it's a thin line between that, maybe that's just my own experience. But a lot of men, and the man, honestly, I do believe the man is supposed to chase.
When a man want you, he is going to get you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
By default. But on the flip side, a man also wants to know that he's valued. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And want it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thin line, but I say err to the other side. As a woman, you deserve to be chose. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I make bad decisions. So I stop making bad decisions. So I refer to my sisters who I know have my back. I refer to my last thing my father told me.
How many bad decisions did you make aside from your two marriages?
Two marriages, bro.
That's your only two, but that's good numbers.
No, it's not, bro. You know how much them numbers cost me, bro.
I understand. I made one bad decision. I made one bad decision. That shit cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, you can't say that was a bad decision, though.
It made you a better...
You crazy as hell. Let me tell you something.
It was a learning experience. No, it wasn't
no learning.
Me and Amir going to Columbia next month.
That shit changed my life. You know what I'm saying?
Columbia.
You
know what Rio de Janeiro.
But I could have picked
We're going to do a world tour.
I just, you know what I'm saying? It is.
But she wasn't that person when you picked her. We talked about that the last time. She was someone different, and then when things went bad, then she flipped the script.
It don't even matter why we, because the thing about it, that's one out of so many other beautiful women that I've had a chance to meet. So I don't look at it as I made bad decisions. I look at it as I made one bad
decision. But you're in a healthy space right now. You know what I mean?
I've been in that shit.
But not while you was going through it.
Man, I don't have. That's the only bad relationship I've ever had, and I say that shit lasted 5 years. Okay, that's good. I made up for that shit with meeting beautiful women.
Did you do it to make yourself feel better? Or did you do it because it was naturally you and the man felt
good?
I
did it because it was just on a larger scale because it was marriage, but it was still the same.
I'm talking about the other women.
The other women just came. I never...
See, my thing is,
I went through like a year where I wasn't fucking.
I did that same thing, bro.
Just to kind of focus on my career.
But was it... So it was intentional. It wasn't just that it wasn't there. You just decided...
It just wasn't there.
Not to be all in your business. Was that recently? Like I would say, was that when you turned 40 or 30?
That was in my 30s.
And I asked that because I know a few other guys that are doing that. You focus on your career.
You focus on...
You focus on healing.
Getting your mind right.
Getting your mind right. And you don't want to be unfair.
And you're dang too. You be scared out here a little bit.
Well, what it is, you go through. And you don't want to be angry when you fucking with the next woman.
I don't want nobody to be angry with me.
And you don't want to put it
on, I don't want to affect her based on the previous relationship. If I don't have a good relationship, like say for me, my instance, I wasn't seeing my son. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have, I couldn't get to my son like I wanted to, which means I couldn't give him 100% of my love. So how do I dare to tell a woman that I can give you everything when I'm not giving my son?
Right. So you be honest with them. See, that's the thing. You can talk to them about that.
And so I would say, well, hey. You know, so now my thing is, it takes me 3 to 6 months to even start considering having sex with you.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's good. Yeah, well, yeah, that's good. That's mature.
Hey, well, wait, 6 months?
That's what I mean. Ain't like that.
Look, if I showed y'all my pubic hairs right now, you'd be like, you know what?
But if I'm out here recruiting, if I'm out here looking for people to have sex with,
you know what?
I'm looking at 3 or 4 people. If I'm out here looking at women to have sex with, that means that I'm single, I'm out here doing my thing. It's 3 or 4. You know, out here anyway. So 3-4 months ain't shit because I done created relationships. But you know what I'm saying? I just feel like, I mean, shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you lucky you married up in here. I'll show you something. Everybody else.
But you know what? It was funny when you started talking about being friends. That's how we started. We started off as friends and just kicking it and hanging out.
You will not hurt your friend when it comes to cheating. You will not do it.
Like I.
Yes, no, if y'all beefed out and y'all fucking not talking about stuff, then you would do it, but you're going to regret. You're not going to feel bad about it.
So my thing is, that's why I said, to me,
it boils down to a spiritual experience because, like you said, if you friends, you can, you know, you won't do that. But if you not communicating and you beefed out, then you going to fuck, you going to.
That's
do
key.
Do something else.
It's funny. Earlier today, when I was getting dressed, I was in the bathroom. I could hear D on the phone. He was talking to someone that he grew up with. And I don't want to put their stuff out there because they might be listening. But she was having, the person he was talking to was having issues.
Shut up.
She was having issues.
You savage.
Or having, I guess, she was having a conversation with D about her relationship. And I could hear him saying that, you know, we have, you know, we communicate. If it's something that I'm not happy with, I tell him. If it's something
maturity,
that he's not happy
man.
With, he tell me. And he brought up, I heard him telling her about our the cruise we went on in August and how, you know, during that cruise, D didn't call me not one time. I was calling him. And that's what he said. And that's what he said.
That's how it's supposed
to be. He said he wasn't worried about me at all. I called him just to let him know, you know, I ain't drowned. I ain't fall over the, you know, over the boat or whatever.
But that's being
friends. He didn't call me at all.
And see, you
got
to understand, people have their own paths, right?
I had a text like, when you coming home?
Yeah, he didn't call me at all.
That's some insecure shit. So people have their own paths, too. That's one thing I realized. You go this way, even though we together, you might have a whole different calling than me. So I have to understand that you might need to get, you know, some from.
Go ahead, put that voice on some wood.
You might need to. It might not be meant for you to be with me for the rest.
True.
And that's real. And so
and that's how I've always looked.
Each one of my wives were my soulmates.
Each one.
Listen. I had
they
two.
Were your soulmates?
Yeah, of course.
At
because
the
spiritually.
Them shit's around. Them soulmates, that shit is around.
That shit floats around.
But you know what? I think a lot of people are soulmates, but not together.
No, listen.
They're friends.
No, true. No. Listen, Nancy. Listen.
I think.
Linda.
Linda.
You know what?
You made me forget my thought.
If only we had visual.
No,
I'm sorry.
We were talking about soulmates. You were talking about soulmates.
Oh, soulmate. Okay. Yes. So
I had to bring them back in, y'all.
Okay, here it is. Soulmate. So
I got a bunch of soulmates.
People come in your life for a certain time, for a certain purpose, whether it's to help you grow or to put you down, to build you back up, whatever it may be. You can have multiple soulmates. Our souls are everlasting, right? So how can you dare say that you got one soulmate if you believe in the spirit? That's my perspective. So if I don't look, Amir looking at me like, nigga, I'm going to cut you in the parking lot when we get out of here.
No. I'm just looking at it. I understand what you're saying, but it's not even that complex for me. It's just the fact that I've met wonderful people and 60% of them were women and they are fucking great.
You want to love them the rest of your life.
And I do love them for the rest of my life. And
you take responsibility.
But are you talking about relationships and friendships or just relationships?
Yeah, everything. Anybody you lay down with.
If you're a woman, okay, and you're my friend or whatever the case may be, there's this other side of my brain that sat there and said, let me stack her up as far as what I fuck with. As far as, you know, that's just natural.
You ain't never stacked me up because, man, you ain't never been like that. We always just been cool as hell.
You don't know what the fuck I done did in here. You're a woman. Everybody is a woman. I'm not about to be fake on this shit.
Okay.
I'm not about to be nothing.
You checking. You got a list.
Would you fuck? That's every guy.
That's just like the question: can men and women be friends?
Yes, they can. But I guess men think about if they can fuck or not. Is it worth us?
That's the initial thought.
When you get a friend, when you become a friend, you say, "Ah, it ain't worth."
You know how many times I've been around somebody that I wanted to whoop, and I said, "You know what?
That's the word whoop for engaging sexual activity. That's whoop."
I mean,
that's a nice.
Are we spelling that with
W-H-O-O-P?
Wait a minute. Say it again, Kenny.
W-H-O-O-P. I'm not saying that. I'm a very passionate person. You know what I mean? I ain't just up. Whatever. But what it boils down to is being honest, man.
Yeah.
Honesty. Yeah.
Like Amir said. I had to check dudes for looking at I know you look at my wife. Her booty brown. but you're not going to stare at her all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
If I catch you over and every time I look at you, every time I catch you over and I look at you and you looking at her booty, then you got to go, bro. You got to go.
This was somebody, people that you knew?
Oh.
Like with the friends?
Yeah, see,
that's why. Some,
that's disrespectful. Yeah, that's crazy.
No, Amir, all right, talk to me.
It goes on a lot.
You better not ever come over my house, and if I'm married, you stand at my wife. If I'm looking you in the goddamn eye, and you looking at her booty.
You want to know why?
You can look at it 30% of the time.
You know why? You know why I wouldn't do that? 30%. Because, again, bro.
Respect.
For one, it's respect.
Integrity. My thing is integrity.
Shit, so it's a couple girls that want to. I'm not looking.
No. We as men, we look at that stuff. That's fine.
Yeah, but don't you ain't gonna stand that shit.
But 90% of the time, you looking at my wife or you trying to get next to, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have a problem with you.
And you and should. I'm gonna do something about it.
Yes, you should.
There's certain situations, and you got smooth guys that come in like, hey.
How many times is this happening?
Right.
One and no more.
Yeah.
One and no more.
But you know what? I have a thing. And this is just me. I don't hug. Like if my friend has a husband or whatever, I don't hug their significant other. I don't hold a long conversation.
If you don't know them, then you don't do that.
I don't care if I know them.
But
not.
I feel like your husband, like if he know our relationship, mm-hmm. and like he saw us out, he wouldn't be mad if I gave you a hug.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
But it would be so respectful.
Right. Just right. One of them church hugs.
But you got guys coming up like this.
No, they
put on a whole different voice and look and everything. You know, like dude,
them come hither eyes and shit.
You get toe up around this motherfucker.
I don't deal with that.
Like, girl, I see what you
Me either. And that's why I said that's what happened. It happened once and never happened again.
Yeah.
I don't deal with that. I've had, like I said, man, I don't know, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've had great relationships and still cheated. I've had, you know, I've been cheated on.
So what is it? So great relationship. This your boo. This your, and you giving me some advice, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what goes back to our innate. I don't think that.
I can't tell because a lot of people aren't successful in the situation. Look, man.
But see, that's not a natural environment.
We don't live in a natural environment. I have nothing negative to say about the female species whatsoever. You'll never see a bad post. I cringe at some posts that I see when they talk about women.
That's
because
true.
And the love thing, me and love are cool as fuck.
That's my thing. Who says that you did? And that when I talk idealistically about, say a sister wife. Say if I had, my heart was so big. Just say it. But I guarantee you, listen. I love the sister wives because you have to think where we come from, like God. It wasn't no cheating. It was like, do what you got to do to survive. You know what I mean? So, and like I said on the first show, there are countries where a woman has five, six, seven men.
Yeah,
and I mentioned that my ex said he wanted to have two wives. Yeah, we talked about
I don't want two. Like, to me, if I had the money.
Then why you keep saying sister wife?
See what you got to say. You got to add all these stipulations to the shit. If I had the money, if I had whatever. I ain't doing none of that shit. Look, man. This is all a ride, and you just enjoy the motherfucking ride.
But
and whoever it's with, you enjoy that, and you do that until it's dead. And then you...
What I was going to say, if I had the money, I could get anybody I want, right? Say if I was
working... Get anybody you want now without the money.
That's true.
Without the money.
That's true.
But let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck who it is. If you're in the room with me, I got a shot.
You say the
I don't give a fuck.
If you in the room,
I got a shot. Right. You know
and
what I'm saying?
See, my thing is, it goes back to the spiritual piece of it. Who am I as a person? Who? What do you like? You know what I mean?
And
what
do you attract? God is telling me I got a shot.
Listen, though. Like you said, and that's fair. You gave me a different perspective. That's why I've been cheated on by a bum. I mean, like with a dude, I pulled up on him one day. I think I said that too. He was like at a bus stop.
Oh.
He had got on crack. His mama had died.
I said, this
the motherfucker you
lost.
Cheated with.
Oh. She cheated on him with
the bomb.
With the bomb.
Yeah. So I was like, damn. That man, gave me a different.
A bomb?
That was years later. That was years later, though. That was, it was like 10 years later. Yeah, years later, he was a bomb. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't even be mad, man. Because that was fucking with a motherfucker that was making bad motherfucking decisions.
Exactly. That's why I said it wasn't against him, dog. I just pulled up on him. I was like, I almost wanted to offer him a ride.
You should have gave him $5 and pulled off.
No, I said, fuck you, nigga.
Oh, you should have said, where's she at?
Mm-mm. No, it was beyond that. I just told him I ain't got no problems with you. You know what I mean? You did what you had to do. Da da da.
You've had some you already do- shit happen.
Yes,
he look, has. Yeah, look, I already told him. He already knew. His girl tried to set him up. I said, you know, I don't know.
No. I mean, that damn boy.
You've had some interesting shit, bro. We definitely have two different
perspectives.
Man, yeah.
Believe
and that's why and that's situations. Why y'all are here. That's why we chose you guys. We knew that y'all would be perfect for this because
we're gonna have to have a part three up
man.
In this piece.
Man, this
my
or make them, look, look, make he, them a he, permanent. Do we need to make them like hey, look, you're hey, permanent hey, shit? Hey,
look, y'all gonna Amir, be the curvy cuties, and
plus.
Plus,
Amir don't know it. He don't know it yet, but he officially my agent.
Shit,
now.
I can get you where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? I can get you where you need
hey,
to be.
Did that come with insurance?
Hey, no, listen, it won't cost you a dollar because you're cool. You know what I'm saying? But I can get you where you need to be because I don't understand. I think you guys are the wonderful, the best thing ever created by God.
That's how I look at it too, bro.
That's how I look at women.
So should I be able to show that goes
you
back to it.
Say that.
Y'all the best.
If you have so Amir, like you have the love to give, right? So if you have the love to give, which yeah. most men feel like they do, whether they understand it, think about it, whatever, yeah. does that mean that you shouldn't be able to give that love or receive that love
Man,
back?
I
that's
that
what
shit
I think about.
All around. And see, I spread my this thing shit around is, like motherfucking cupcakes, bro. And like real shit, I put that shit out
vanilla
there.
Vanilla or chocolate.
Whatever.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Cream.
Anything brown. Anything brown.
That's a lie.
Chocolate.
That's a lie. Don't you sit up there and say, you like caramel, you like vanilla.
Never in my life. Listen. I only rock with this.
Look.
So you never dipped
never.
In
never. Fuck oh. no. For what?
You looked, you tasted a little bit.
I ain't never fucking, what?
He ain't been,
look,
he ain't been to
something.
Thailand
it's
or Colombia.
You to be fucking with me.
Oh,
why the
shit.
Fuck, why the fuck am I get? That's saying that you can fuck with me. You got to be, no.
Hell.
That just ain't my thing. My people came from the South. You know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what
I feel
saying?
You on
I
that.
I couldn't even walk in.
But they're
you
also, they're also.
The record
they're,
scratch
they're,
if you
so,
walk
so
in.
So
my mother would slap the shit
no,
out
no,
of me
no,
for
no,
eight
no,
weeks.
No, 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 no. So if it was a white girl that was built just as thick as.
I don't give a shit. I can find a black girl that's
listen,
built.
Listen, listen, listen.
With eight degrees.
You just, that's your choice.
That's
it.
That just what
now, do you don't have.
No, I'm not. My thing is the world's so big, we all pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. Procreation is a different story. I don't want.
We not the same.
I don't want certain characteristics mm-hmm. from.
It's time
you know.
Already?
Oh man.
So no, I'm open. I love everybody. You know me.
I love everybody too. But y'all,
you just love the black Nubian queen.
I do. Yeah. I do. That's just me. I just like what they got going on.
Okay.
And that's just me.
I'll tell y'all a story when we get out of here.
Yeah,
uh-oh. Okay. You a story.
Well, how long is the story? Can we?
Yeah, how long is the story?
Can you 54? Can you get it done in 2 minutes?
We got a couple minutes.
Hell no, he can't. So we gonna talk outside.
Amir said I talk too much.
No, you don't. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, you know, we need to get out of here. We gonna have some more drink. You know what I'm saying? So sign I can, up. You know, I'm like, me and Keenan gonna have to hang the fuck out.
Yes.
And we, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just surprised y'all never have hung out before.
Because,
you know?
Man, it's just
life shit.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't meant to be at that
Look,
time.
I ain't even, like I said before, I didn't even know he didn't graduate from
I know, right.
I look at you like, 93.
At every situation,
yeah.
We walked across the field. We created this new friendship.
We did. That's us. That we did.
It's a brotherhood.
We didn't talk
since between now and
See,
you know
good. We create good vibes and love.
That's what's up.
He gonna help me out. We gonna argue a lot.
I'm gonna help you out.
That's good.
I'm gonna get you where you need to be as far as wherever you need to be.
Hey, look, where I need to be is on 20 acres with a woman who
wanna have some more kids.
Wanna have some more kids. Don't mind going out picking some greens and some
in the garden
and some tomatoes and some, you know. And Amir like Look, he's shaking his head.
I'll find you that. I'll trade you a couple cows or something.
Oh, Lord. That's right there.
Hey, look, on the 11th,
girl.
I'm going to pick you up on the 11th, Monday the 11th, next week. We're going to ride out. We slaughtering the first cow.
Please
take a picture of him doing
that.
No,
I don't have a problem. I believe in all of that. I believe in growing your own shit and producing your own shit. I do. You know what I'm saying?
That come with babies, bro. We can't do it by ourselves.
No. They come with babies for you. I'm not doing this shit. I'll help you out.
If the finest woman that you are, we just talk about cheating, right? Let's close this out. Say you got your 2-3 most ideal woman you ever seen in your life. These the ones. You feel it. Listen, he's shaking his head. No. I ain't got no ideal woman. And they was like, we got this. They got your back. And they like, give me a baby.
No. I'm like, no. Let's go shopping.
Oh, I know that's right. Shit, I like shopping.
No, let's
do that. My thing is shopping don't last forever.
It will not.
Be in Miami or New York or wherever the fuck you need to be and be fucking. That's just for me.
I just got to have a rock,
though. That's just for me. I just want to kick it and live life with whoever I'm with.
That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? That shopping stuff, all that stuff,
you gotta
that's
pay
fine.
For nannies and shit. I'm straight on that shit.
I'm paying different way.
This was good.
It was very good.
I just love it when y'all are here.
Too fast. We gonna have to make y'all kind of permanent.
Oh yeah, kind of happen every other month or something.
Yeah.
Because what's funny is that we didn't have, if whoever's listening, we did not have a script.
No,
we don't have an agenda. This was all freestyle. This was freaking awesome.
It was.
So next month, we are thinking about having, since we've had the two gentlemen here, we're thinking about bringing in a couple of ladies and giving their perspectives on their experiences. And then
maybe
I was going to say maybe the following, too. We can still have the men and the women. We can have everybody.
That would be dope.
We're going to be up in here having some real conversations.
Yeah, that would be dope. So, again, we would like to thank Amir and Keenan for coming. CT Love. Thank y'all so much. Thank you guys for listening to Curvy Cuties, show number 3. Yes. Thank you guys from Fancy Nancy and Boss Lady Toya.
Yes.
Bye. Smooth.